Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It is a Tuesday, and the Cardinals stay on the other side of the state. They'll take on the Boston Red Sox this afternoon. Jack Flaherty gets that start. And speaking of pitching, the pitching was outstanding yesterday, a 3-0 win over the Minnesota Twins. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, 14 brands, 10 locations. Need a car, used or new? Think Lou Fuse, fuse.com. Derek, as always, good morning to you. And the pitching has been outstanding in this camp for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they carved up Minnesota's varsity lineup pretty much. You had eight of the guys who probably be in that opening day lineup for the Minnesota Twins, many of them everyday players who they're counting on for, you know, the team that last year what shattered home run records. And the Cardinals split the game up three ways and pitched a shutout, with Kim handling three, Ponce de Leon coming in for five shutout innings in relief, and then Reyes notably coming in to close the game for a save.
I'll get into that in just a moment. Let's start with Kim. What were your impressions of Kim, and is he in the rotation right now? Two questions with that.
He was impressive. I think he is the leader at this moment. The question with Kim was, could he get stretched out? Can he still pack on the workload? Can he go into the season ready to provide a start, not just, you know, four innings, five innings, you know, but to actually be a starter? And today was essential for that. This was a bit of a pivot for him. If he went out there and did not have efficient innings, was not able to get through them, was not able to set up a real chance to build on that pitch count the next time out, then he would be behind. But he asserted himself. I think he made some of the better hitters with the Twins just really uncomfortable. He saw weird swings, saw a very uncomfortable check swing on a fastball that was clear that he, you know, that Josh Donaldson had to go in there expecting the off speed, and that, you know, there was something deceptive about Kim's, you know, delivery to them. It just was a very interesting, you know, Nelson Cruz had another kind of odd swing at him. It was like they weren't picking him up very well at all.
Daniel Ponce de Leon has been impressive in this camp, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Five shutout today, walked two in one inning and then quickly pitched around it, had some very swift innings. This is not, you know, Ponce de Leon, one of the things was he'd have these bloated pitch counts and really high pitch counts and, you know, sometimes have to find his way out of trouble, or sometimes, you know, just high pitch counts before even a strikeout. You know, you'd be going 3-2, full count a lot, foul off, you know, that kind of thing. And then maybe you get the punch out, but it's just, pitch counts would be so high, he couldn't go deep into games. Didn't see any of that. Haven't seen really any of that. Five shutout innings, quick outs. He walked two guys, and then he quickly gets a double play on one pitch. Got another double play on a curveball. Just very impressive.
Yeah, he told me that he went to Driveline this offseason to look at his training and also to take measurements on what he's doing with certain pitches. Obviously, that has really paid off. Explain to a fan that's listening to this podcast what Driveline is all about for a guy specifically like Daniel Ponce de Leon.
So Driveline is in the Seattle area, and it's sort of the cutting edge of pitching, let's say, pitching forensics, for lack of a better description. They use a lot of high-tech equipment. They use a lot of advanced statistics. They use a lot of, you know, stop motion cameras, slow-mo cameras. And one thing, they put them through a biometrics exam. So it's essentially like when they're making a video game, you know, they attach different reflective tape to him, and they monitor. The computer takes a look at his mechanics, and they see where it's straying, where it's not as balanced, where it's not as strong, and compare it to either his best mechanics or the best idea for mechanics. It's basically, you know, a pitching laboratory, and they also do something there called, you know, they craft pitches, or pitch crafting, you know, and they'll look at pitches through the Rapsodo and through other devices to see what is actually efficient pitches. And for Ponce de Leon, that meant scrapping a few pitches. It meant shifting the grip on a few pitches and really getting more effectiveness out of them, because the data was there to show him, hey, this can be a more effective pitch. Instead of just guessing, he was given the information, hey, this was an effective pitch. You know, Driveline, it should be on every Cardinal fan's, you know, they at least should be aware of it, because the guy who runs it and some of the theories that he's done and some of the work that he's done is now with Cincinnati. So the Cardinals are going to get an eyeful of Driveline with the work that like a Trevor Bauer or you know, the Reds have now with incorporating employees from Driveline into their major league prep.
Is it a sign of things to come that Alex Reyes finished off the game and picked up a save?
Sure seems that way. Hard to ignore, right? The innings are just they're too few and they're not enough for him to build up. And you know, the thought of having him as a starter was real and genuine, but they've just seen the real burst from him as a reliever. And now you're getting into a camp or later enough in camp where the innings just aren't there for the guys on the fringe of the starter competition. And they've always liked what Reyes could bring. It's a matter of finding a role for the majors. Sure seems that if that's going to happen, it's in relief.
Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station.
What did you see yesterday from Alex?
Really good changeup. Threw it hard, which was interesting. And then you know, fastball that he could go to overpower. Some lengthier at bats against some guys who will be at the lower levels. But you know, that had something to do with the fact that you know the changeup was pretty firm. I mean, he threw a couple at 88. He did touch 97 with his fastball. And he got two strikeouts, and then he got a ground ball to end the game. You know, strong showing for him, especially how he controlled the inning, but also that he was, you know, pitching off his off-speed pitch, which had a little bit more miles per hour than he'd probably like.
Assuming that, you know, you got Carlos Martinez in the rotation, Kim
yes, sir.
Has been very good. Ponce de Leon is doing the best that he can to make a case for the rotation. You got Austin Gomber. You got Genesis Cabrera. How do you think this all shakes out going forward in the less than 2 weeks when they break camp?
You know, I think Kim has the edge. I would not dismiss Gomber, especially if the Cardinals go, well, Kim could be Andrew Miller. But they don't want to minimize the influence Kim can have. If he's ready to start, they want to go with that. They want to make that happen. But, you know, Gomber's pitched really well. I think Ponce is there. Having made his case, but also really intrigued them and what he could do as a reliever.
It's interesting. The chase rate has been down for the Cardinals in this camp offensively. Have you taken notice of that? And do you see some improvements offensively in this camp?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're looking at, you know, I mean, it's interesting, Dan. I think we're looking at a team that has reconnected with more of a traditional approach. Certainly has had that drilled into them, sort of, you know, started with situational hitting and is letting the approach grow from there, as opposed to form fitting an approach and saying, all right, situational hitting from there. I think they've all been augmented with the additional tech that Albert has brought in and some of the ideas there, but you know, there's a little retroness to this. They've had success. It's been better hitting conditions down here than we usually see. Roger Dean has been, you know, unpleasant to hitters, not ruthlessly smothering of hitters. And, you know, you're seeing the results of that. The Cardinals have, you know, Austin Dean hit a home run against the Twins. And, you know, that gave the Cardinals, I believe, 24 and 13 games. So they're four off of last spring's total. And they still have 13 games to go.
Are you concerned, or are the Cardinals concerned about the spring thus far for Dexter Fowler and how that pertains to the others that are trying to fight their way onto this roster?
Yeah, I mean, sure, they want to see production. You know, they kind of got his approach and everything like that. Worked a lot of counts. Nobody saw more pitches than Dexter Fowler, but they're concerned. They want to see some benefit, you know, some success for his well-being as well. You know, I mean, confidence comes from that, and he needs to get some returns on the work that he's put in and some of the things that he's been trying to do. You know, it's a continuation, an unfair continuation probably, but a continuation of struggles towards the end of last season as well. But he, you know, they're willing to give him the chance, and he's going to start. You know, I feel like it's interesting. I get asked a lot about like how well Dylan Carlson is playing, and he is, and then how poorly Dexter Fowler is, and he's searching for it a little bit, and that the timing is right for him to now show that he can put it together. But there are three outfield spots, I thought. Right? On any team? Am I wrong on this?
You're right. So I think, though, Bader's made some strides. I've seen some good things in this camp with him.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I mean, the Cardinals have made it pretty clear that their preference coming out of spring is to have Bader, Tyler O'Neill, and Dexter Fowler as their outfielders. Now, things could change. You know, they could have some difference, you know, there with performance and everything like that. But, you know, the opening day lineup is not going to be the March 15th. It doesn't have to be. That they don't have to make that the October 1st lineup. It's going to evolve. And I think we know that performance, we've seen that Schilt will have performance dictate that. And it's not always performance in March, but it's certainly performance in, you know, April and May and June that dictates starting in August and September when it matters.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score five any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.
So it's my daily Dylan Carlson question. Do you see him breaking camp potentially with the Cardinals? And we'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I agree. Don't think they do either.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really wide open. I mean, It's you know, I get asked a lot, like, well, what's the opening day roster? It's the first week of March. You know, if I want to be wrong, I'll tell you all about it, but I'll be wrong. So what's the exercise? You know, does Junior Fernandez fit into it? Well, they don't know, because they don't know who's going to be healthy 10 days from now. Things happen. Is Edmundo Sosa going to be on it? Well, you know, he might be, but Brad Miller might be healthy and be back. He's supposed to be back in the starting lineup against Boston. So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns out there, and some trickle downs too. You know, I mean, is Brett Cecil ready to go? Do they want him to be ready to go? You know, and what does that do to the bullpen? It's just a lot. And, you know, I think one answer to what you're asking, Dan, is this: watch how much Dylan Carlson plays in the next week.
Right. The next 2 weeks really do dictate a lot of where the Cardinals are leaning towards with some of these players.
Absolutely.
As you wrap up camp. There's no question about it.
If Dylan Carlson, and he did not start against Minnesota, you know, that's worth noting. If he goes several days without appearing or without starting, then you can read the writing on the wall. The Cardinals are taking control of what they can control. And if he doesn't get at bats, he can't produce in them. And if he's not getting at bats, then somebody else is. And that means somebody else is getting the longer look to get ready for the opening day.
Derek, great stuff. Thank you. And we'll catch up after the game against Boston today. I appreciate it.
All right. Yep. Off to mini Fenway, Fenway South, or whatever they call it.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.